Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, getting ready to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. I am so excited about introducing this new music by John Waller. And John, what you have done is you have taken the words of God and the power of God and put it to music. What type of reports are you getting from, of course, the new one's just out, but you've been doing these songs before you even did the CD. What reports are you getting from people that listen to your music?
Well, I started using my music to bless people, especially in my concerts. But I studied a lot about blessing ever since I was delivered from depression. And I started learning the power of life and death are in the tongue, as the Bible says. And so I started putting blessings from the Old Testament to music. And one particular was the song called Bless Us and Keep Us, and it's on the new album. But when I would sing this over people, there's also the blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh that I would sing over the men. There's the blessing of Sarah and Rebekah and Rachel and Leah that I would sing over the women. In one case, this young man came up to me and said, I want you to know that when you were singing this blessing, and he said he had never been blessed by his father in his life, never been blessed with any of this. He said, I saw a vision of God, and he took an eraser, and he erased every pornographic image that was in my mind. He set me free from an addiction to pornography when you blessed me. And then another girl came up to me and said, I had an abortion a year ago. She was 18 years old. She said, when you were singing this blessing over me, I literally saw Jesus, and he was holding my baby, and he told me that my baby was okay, and he healed my heart, and it was amazing.
Now, in yesterday's broadcast, we found out that you got set free from 20 years of serious depression. You've been free now for 7 years. And when people hear your testimony, they get free. When people sit under your music, it just, there is a deliverance anointing that is on it, which makes you, wherever you are, in a demon-free zone because of the anointing. It destroys the yoke. So you moved to Colorado. You gave up your dreams for being a recording artist, but you got free. You got free from your depression, and then in 2005, your music was resurrected.
Mm.
Tell me about that.
Well, we had just had our third child, after I moved to Colorado, you know, I really left the dream behind. I let the dream die, and even though the Lord had healed me from depression and there was a joy to be free from depression, there was yet a grieving process I went through for about a year about giving up the dream of music because I literally gave it up. And so a year later, the Lord spoke to me so clearly, and he said, it's time, the mourning time of mourning is over. It is time, you've grieved the death of your dream, now I'm giving you a new dream. He goes, get your pen, get your paper. I'm going to give you songs. And I started writing songs, and they came like a flood. And I wrote song after song, and I began to teach my congregation at the church these new songs of declaration. And it was amazing. And there was a prophecy that was prophesied over me that year that the Lord was going to give me songs of deliverance.
And then your pastor said, no, this is too good. We got to let the world know about this. And they took up an offering of $40,000, and you did your music, and you're ready for the prophecies to come to pass, and nothing's happening. I believe, I'm sure, that's when you wrote the theme song from Fireproof, While I'm Waiting.
So the Lord gives me the songs. He gives me the funds to do this recording. He gives us a vision to send it around the world. And yet, like you said, nothing. For 6 months, it was completely quiet. No sign that anything was going to happen whatsoever. And I was in the pain of waiting on God. And a friend of mine happened to encourage me to keep being faithful even when I see no results. He said, use your gift. No matter what God does, you keep being faithful. And he said, you should write a song about that. You should write a song about being faithful where you are with what you have, even while you're waiting on God. And so I hung up the phone, and I didn't want to do it. I fought it with everything I could, but I finally said, you know what? All I know how to do is keep doing what God's called me to do. And I wrote the song While I'm Waiting in 10 minutes.
I love this song. The reason he wrote it in 10 minutes, it was downloaded from heaven.
That's right.
Let's hear it, While I'm Waiting.
While I'm waiting, I will worship. While I'm waiting, and I will.
That was While I'm Waiting. If you saw the movie Fireproof, you know that song. How did that come to being, John? Because you were really waiting.
I was, and I understand that waiting can be painful. But I'm telling you, Sid, a month after I wrote that song, I got a call to change my life. I got an offer to fly to Nashville. I got a record deal. Everything I had dreamed of for 17 years, God gave back to me. And I put that first album out, and that album, you know, was my first national release after 17 years of dreaming about it. And yet, the radio stations, I had a hard time getting played on the radio. And that's kind of the main outlet for Christian music. And I was struggling with, Lord, how are you going to get my music out if the radio stations won't play my music? And so I get a call one day from a guy named Alex Kendrick, who was the director of movies like Facing the Giants and now Fireproof. And he said, your song was perfect in this movie. And they were screening the movie around the country. And I knew they were making a new movie. And I didn't know what song he was talking about. So I called him back and he said, your song, While I'm Waiting, is a absolute perfect fit for this movie.
And you know, that was used in a different context in the movie. But I think it's fascinating to find out how you wrote it. And there are people listening to us right now, and you're waiting. You're waiting on God for your promises of your future spouse, of your marriage, of your health. You're waiting for a particular physical condition. And I'm going to tell you something. Show yourself faithful, because God's about ready to grant your prayer. Don't give up. Never give up. And get the 3 CDs by John Waller. As for Me and My House, it's becoming my favorite, I can tell you. And While I'm Waiting, in the Fireproof movie soundtrack, available for a gift of $30. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.